All right, Jonathan Baldwin has not been cleared. So he has not practiced. So it's doubtful that he's going to be able to do anything. Probably because it's the head injury, I'm just going to go ahead and rule him out for this game. Jake O'Connell is seeing the doctor today on his ankle. And I think that he's doubtful for this game, and because he hasn't practiced either, okay? Poe Dunterry, he practiced yesterday and looks like he's doing okay, as well as Maneri, as well as Dwayne Bowe. So I think that they're going to be okay. And then the other thing, Quinn is going to be evaluated today for his week's work, and then we'll know what his status is. But we're going to finish our preparation for the Bengals, and it's a nice day to get that done, and then hopefully we'll play very well on Sunday, and that's what we're aiming for. With that, I'll open it up.
Quinn is cleared. Will he be in uniform Sunday?
Let me wait until find out what his situation is, and then I'll let you know.
Any chance you'll have three quarterbacks in uniform Sunday?
I'll let you know, Adam.
That's the last chance I talk.
Well, I'll talk to Ted, and Ted will give you a call. You give Ted a call.
Can you talk about what concerns you most with Andy Dalton and company coming to town?
Well, you know what? They have a lot of momentum from the last game because they did beat a good football team at their place. And so the thing that that he does is gets the ball out of his hands. He's an athletic quarterback, and he's got weapons that he can go to. This guy named Green, he's pretty good. And he makes unbelievable catches. He just makes it look easy. And so you definitely have to worry about him. Green Ellis, the guy runs hard, is a north-south runner, and they got a big physical offensive line as well, you know. So then the tight end, you know, he does a nice job. He moves the chains for him. And, you know, so all of those things from their offense. And then on their defensive side, they got a good, solid, sound defense. You know, they got a couple tackles up front that are good. Their defensive ends can create havoc, you know, coming off the edge. And they pulled some problems that away. And you know, they've turned the ball over. And so, you know, all of it. Plus, Adam Jones, you know, his return ability, depending on his health, is always an issue because he's a great talent as far as that goes. You know, so there are a lot of things to be concerned about. But, you know, every week you're concerned about your team and how your team plays. And if we will play like we played Monday night, then I think that we'll have a chance in the game.
Speaking of which, kind of lost amid all the other storylines from Monday night, your defense. I know Pittsburgh was missing a few starters, including the quarterback in the second half. But just talk about your defense. I mean, you really seem to stymie them and – it was your fewest yards allowed, fewest yards rushing allowed, fewest yards this and that. Just was that your best performance of the year, and what did you attribute that to?
Well, the guys are beginning to come together as a unit. I think they're beginning to gain the confidence in each other that that you need to be a good defense. And they are understanding what everybody's role is and how everybody's playing their role. And Monday night, it was a good performance against a good team.
Without giving any secrets away, but I mean, were there some nuances that Gary put, that the new defensive coordinator put in, that maybe was just a change that...
Well, you'll get a chance to talk to him after practice today, so ask him that question, you know. But our system is our system, and we play our system.
You feel more relaxed on the sideline now that you can concentrate on just being the head coach?
No, not more relaxed, no. I mean, you know, the thing that I'm able to do is I'm able to interact with more guys on the team. You know, because I can deal with special teams guys, I can deal with offensive guys, I can deal with the defensive guys. You know, I think try to manage the game better as well. You know, so it's a different view of the game that you get, that I get, other than just being, quote, head coach, defensive coordinator.
With the, having seen the Bengals a bit when you were with Cleveland, how would you describe, how would you define a Mike Zimmer defense?
Well, Mike wasn't there when I was in Cleveland. You know, Mike was still with the Dallas group there. But from what I know about Mike and his background in, quote, the 3-4 system, Mike has always been a solid defensive guy. He will bring pressure when he needs to. He likes physical guys up front, you know. So I think that they're going to be sound, and that's one of the things. And he, generally, they play hard for him.
And what does Adam Zimmer bring to you guys?
Adam, he's a smart young coach. I think he has a bright future in his coaching profession. You know, he's coming from a coaching background, coaching family, and it seems like the guys with that background who has the desire to get into coaching, they turn out to be pretty good.
Romeo, what are your impressions of Geno Atkins?
I like Geno. Geno, he's active. You know, he makes some things happen there from that defensive tackle spot. And you definitely have to have people on him to, you know, to keep him off the quarterback. So that's going to be one of our big challenges.